free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to talk about the new chimera. It's what you get when you cross a coronavirus with a cop. You get a corona cop. And it doesn't have to be somebody who is actually has any law enforcement experience or even works for law enforcement. It can be somebody working in a store. They can become a corona cop. It's just giving them a little bit of a taste of arbitrary power and authority over your life. And so we've got these corona cops are metastasizing all over the country, and that's gone viral, quite frankly. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at the statements made by Mitch McConnell saying that, well, I think we ought to see the states go bankrupt. Well, we're working on that pretty hard, aren't we? We'll take a look at what happened, why Detroit went bankrupt. Do you want all the states to become Detroit? Quite frankly, I think that's the plan. That is the plan. You know, we've had hostile takeovers from vulture capitalists in the past. And, you know, these people go in, they kill a company, and then they sell off the bones for profit. This is something that Mitt Romney is very experienced at. But now we've got vulture politics where they go in, they kill off a country, and then they take the pieces for themselves, just like a vulture. We're taking a look at that. We'll also take a look at what the real choice is before us, folks. It's either going to be starvation and poverty, or we're going to have a free and open America. And that's your choice. That's not a choice that you should leave up to a governor or to a president. It's too important for that. Definitely do not leave it up to a bureaucrat who doesn't have any authority to make any kind of decisions like that. No, this is something that has to be done at the grassroots local level. So we're going to talk about what new America needs to look like. Of course, we're getting a taste of that as we look at homeschooling. There's a satire piece from Babylon Bee. Says a study shows that a majority of homeschoolers are arriving at college woefully unprepared for gender studies. Yeah, they just they didn't have that given to them when they were, you know, during their college prep work. Folks, if you have the opportunity to teach your kids at home, and about 60 million of you do, you've been forced into that opportunity. A lot of people are enjoying it, frankly. And so I've got some tips for you from some other homeschoolers. I'll throw in some of my own. But as I reported yesterday, a lot of parents are realizing that, hey, this is actually there's a lot of nice aspects to this. Nothing is perfect. Let's understand that. I'm not selling you the perfect thing. There are downsides to it. But in the long term, I think you're going to find that you have a family that is, you're going to have children who are going to be connected to the parents rather than to an institution and strangers that you don't know. Yeah, that might be something important in this day and age, wouldn't it? If we look at all the sexual abuse that happens in schools. Not just sexual, but psychological abuse that happens. And I mean by that turning them into little Marxists. If you want an AOC clone as a daughter or a son, just send them off to school and let them teach your kid. That's exactly what you're going to wind up with. But as you do this at home, you need to be careful to take control of what they're learning. That is your responsibility. You know, we used to always go in and look at what they would have at Barnes & Noble, you know, what your first grader needs to know or your second grader needs to know. And we would say, well, I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time having them memorize state capitals. If they live in that state, they'll know what the capital is. It'll be shoved down their throat. So certain things like that, we say, well, that's not important. Some things were very important, but they got it completely wrong. And I would teach that, and I would oppose that. Just like Sokvan Berkovich and Buttigieg oppose America, America's history, culture, and Christianity. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April 23rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to look at a wide variety of things. We've got some suggestion by Mitch McConnell that we just let the states go bankrupt. You know, I never heard any suggestions from Mitch McConnell that the banks or the big businesses should ever go bankrupt. They should always be bailed out. They were too big to fail, but evidently the states are not too big to fail. And I tweeted about that this morning. I said, look, understand, if a business is failing because of bad decisions they made, they need to go out of business. They need to go bankrupt. And I would say the same thing applies to the states. If the governors were pressured by President Trump and Fauci to close their states, to overreact to this virus, they made bad decisions. Maybe they need to go bankrupt. But I've never seen them just casually throw big business and big banks into the hopper like they have, they're talking about doing with the states. And it is out of control. At some point, we're going to realize that America is bankrupt, that the fiat currency is bankrupt, and that the people who bankrupted us are the Federal Reserve. They want to make sure you don't recognize that. That's why Michael Bloomberg said what he did. He said, we replaced the farmers with the Industrial Revolution. They were just stupid. They just dug holes in the ground and dumped things in and stuff came up, you know. Everybody was, are you kidding me? and then he said, and then we had those industrial workers and they were rubes as well. You know, anybody can run a machine or whatever. And now people like me, we're writing software to replace all their jobs and we have to make sure that we give them some kind of universal basic income so they don't bring the guillotines to come after us. So they're going to play all kinds of games with us. Can they keep this Ponzi scheme going long enough to soft kill us? That is really the question. Are you going to participate in that? Well, I think part of the, you know, to every action, there is a reaction. And with them shutting down schools, and of course Bill Gates says, well, no, the last thing that's going to open up is going to be schools. Why? Because he's always been at the forefront of providing online curriculum. And that is another point of technocratic control, a big point of technocratic control. So he would like to see that trend continue. There are things, however, that you can do, and of course you can homeschool without using Bill Gates' curriculum. You can choose the curriculum. If people start thinking for themselves, if they start focusing on their family and thinking about that, realizing that they kind of like the fact that they have a family, we might be able to rebuild the society, because the way you rebuild a society is by using the family as the basic building block. They may have started, we'll have to wait and see what happens, they may have started in a process of restoration and revival in this country unintentionally. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? As Babylon Bee says, a majority of homeschoolers arrive at college woefully unprepared for gender studies. An unprecedented number of poorly educated kids arrive at college actually identifying with their biological sex, said a college professor they have here in their satire piece. It's a concerning trend. These kids aren't learning the basic difference between biological sex and gender expression or identity. I asked one of my male students what his gender identity and preferred pronouns were, and he just stared at me with a dumb look on his face. Unbelievable. You know, I almost wonder if all of this transgender manipulation was preparing the ground for people to jump into this coronavirus situation, right? You know, cogito ergo fem. I think I'm a woman, therefore I am, right? Cogito ergo sick. I think I'm sick, so therefore I am. But let me tell you, there are a lot of different subtexts that are being put in here as they've got us locked down and just fighting for our basic freedom to walk around or to have a business or to have a job, right? And a good example of this was, let's get video clip number 4. You've got Joe Biden and Al Gore. And they're talking about how they're going to accomplish a long-standing goal of making the internal combustion engine illegal. And they are very excited about the fact that they are stopping people from traveling. They've not only done it by fiat, but they're also getting people afraid to go out, to stay in their homes. And that has always been a key part of the UN 2030 agenda. Just stay in your house and just travel virtually, you know, get on the internet so we can watch everything that you look at and we can record what you look at, what you interact with, what you think. We can interpret all that and we can put it in our geospatial intelligence database. We can map you out. We can map out your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, and we can keep tabs on you. You got that clip ready? Let's play video clip number 4.
And the business statistics show within 2 years, they're going to be significantly cheaper internal combustion engine vehicles. The nation of India has already announced that they're going to make it illegal to sell internal combustion engines within 10 years. Many other countries are taking similar steps. We need to make sure the jobs of the future with making these EVs and the other technologies are here in the U.S.
Well, you know, maybe Al Gore should watch a disillusioned Michael Moore and the producer, the director who did that film, talking about how we've been scammed. I didn't really think about where the electricity to run the electric car was going to come from. You know, I just thought it came out of the wall. And I realized that you've got these people who are just pushing this stuff to make money. You know, people like Al Gore, who set himself up to be the world's first carbon billionaire. And there isn't a market for this. People don't want this. It doesn't make any economic sense. It doesn't make any sense from a resources standpoint, from a technology standpoint, from an engineering standpoint. But yes, they can do it by fiat, just like they have locked us down and prohibit us from being able to do anything. They can tell us you can't drive. You can't have the car you want. You can't have the business or the job you want. You can't walk outside if you do. As a mother, we will arrest you. And I've got a video of that, a woman in Idaho being arrested for playing with kids in the park. This is where these people are. And if you look at the Biden website, Joe Biden hasn't changed at all. He's also pushing gun control. It's not just, there's some of that video, and we'll play that in full so you can hear that later in the program. But it's not just the controlling your movement, controlling your business, controlling your job, putting a mask on your face by mandates. No. It's also taking away guns, because that's ultimately your only way to resist this if it gets bad enough. And as always, Joe Biden has been pushing smart guns. I did a report on this about 5 years ago. There was a surge, and Biden was leading the surge to say we have to have smart guns. And that means that you are going to have some kind of a computer chip in there. And it's not going to fire unless you've got something else on your person. So if somebody takes that gun out of your hand, it's not going to fire. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, you might also be able to have police who could just shut down all the guns in a particular area electronically or something like that, right? No. I think I will keep my Chiapa. I'm not going to go down that route. It's absolutely, he wants, and this is now on his campaign agenda here. Put America on the path to ensuring that 100% of firearms sold in America are smart guns. End the online sale of firearms and ammunitions, which is my preferred way of doing it. Ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Regulate possession of existing weapons under the National Firearms Act. Buy back the assault weapons, the high-capacity magazines already in our communities. This is what is being put in as a subtext. While you're busy trying to just step outside, this is the next step.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bio attacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They can surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. You watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of a sudden, the trap snaps and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in months. And the communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers. We're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down. And then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release, to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. What is the great escape of this lockdown shutdown? Well, it's up to you. We're going to escape, then they're going to recapture us. We're going to escape, they're going to recapture us. That's the way this thing always goes. But it is your duty to resist. Look, when we see Al Gore and Joe Biden talking about how, nobody's going to have any cars. Yeah, we're going to get rid of the internal combustion engine, and then we're going to get rid of the cars. So understand that it's not just getting rid of internal combustion engines. They want to get rid of private transportation, anonymous transportation. Everywhere that you go, you have to get their permission and you have to be tracked. That's the whole purpose of this. The engine is just a dodge. Saying you can't have an internal combustion engine, that we're going to shut down oil production, that is just a tactic to force you into corporate-owned, government-controlled cars. And you can see this from the agenda. They call it the road to zero. It's one of these things like the 2030 smart city agenda and so forth that you see being enacted in all these different cities. You've probably got a plan like that in your city as well. And if you look, you'll probably find that your city has got a road to zero agenda also. They do here in Austin. They've got both of those, of course, because we're in the California part of Texas. And the Road to Zero is a RAND Corporation plan. And the idea behind that is to have zero deaths and zero collisions on the roads. In other words, you can do a couple of different things with that. What's that going to mean? You're going to have cars that are moving at the pace of a Segway and controlled by the government and monitored, everything that you do. They'll listen to you while you're in the car. They will track where you're going. How many trips has this person had? Who have they gone to see? What are their it's not going to be because they're concerned about coronavirus. That's the excuse. No, what are these people that he's visiting here? What are their political and religious beliefs? Because that's the way they're going to take all this tracking that they're doing, saying that, well, we need to know who has been, in a certain area. And if somebody was in a certain area, we put a geofence around that area. If you went into that area, we're going to scrape all the travel history off of your phone. And then we're going to compare it to other people and see where you've been, who you've been in contact with. That's not about the virus. That's about tracking your political and religious beliefs and anything else that they want to focus on. They've been working on this for a very long time before they presented the virus as the excuse, just like they've been working on shutting down the economy, shutting down the middle class, and they had all the different structures that they wanted to before they removed the nonsense justification of a new ice age. Oh, no, wait, it's a new global warming. Oh, no, it's a climate change or whatever, and then put in the coronavirus. And so, if you want to get to zero deaths or even zero collisions, the only way you're going to do that is to have zero cars. And these people want to make sure that they've got zero gun deaths, too. And so the only way you're going to do that is to make sure there's zero guns. Of course, they will keep the guns because, as Mao said, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. That's why they don't want you to have it. And they want to make sure they have all of them. But, there is another way that you could get to zero. I mean, you could take away all the cars, you could take away all the guns, or you could just take away all the people. That's another way you could do it. When you had Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick go on with Tucker Carlson Monday night, and he was saying, hey, look, saying the same thing I've been saying. We got 500 deaths, not quite 500 deaths at that point in time, claims the CDC. And again, you should ask yourself, how do they define a coronavirus death? But nevertheless, let's just go with their figure. Even if you've had 500 people die from this virus, out of 29 million. And as Dan Patrick said, we've locked down the entire state. We're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing the country. And what I said when I was with you that night, he said, there are more important things than living. That's right. And you're seeing this everywhere now. Liberty or death. There are more important things. But it is a false pragmatism to think that somehow you're going to be kept safe if you lose your liberty, if they lock you down. And let's give you an example of this. You know, what we're faced with right now is starvation or a free and open America. Here's an example. Tyson's Food. They've idled the largest pork plant in the U.S. This is a plant that can process, think about this, 19,500 hogs per day. I've got some wild hogs in my neighborhood. I'd let them process. anyway, 19,500 hogs per day, about 4% of the U.S. pork. Why did they do that? Well, because they found workers there. They said they've been blamed for fueling a massive coronavirus outbreak. Now, this is not people getting coronavirus from the pork. That's not going to happen. The pork is processed. It's packaged. You're going to be cooking it and so forth. You better cook the pork so you don't get other things like trichinosis. But nevertheless, it's not in the pork. They're saying that they're spreading it because of working conditions, that people are not being screened. They're not being social distanced. They're not being masked and so forth. And so is this a large outbreak in this plant that produces 4% of the pork that we have in this country? 180 infections amongst 2,800 workers. That's 6%. So because 6% of the workers have been tested, they had somebody who came down, got very sick with it, so they noticed they were sick. So then they tested the workers. And they found 6% of them had it. Now, we just saw in L.A. and in Santa Clara, you had USC test thousands of people in Los Angeles. You had the University of Southern California. And then you had Stanford and Santa Clara do the same thing. And they came back and said, well, it looks like about a third of the people have it. So we would just extrapolate and say about a third of the people have it in the county overall. Now, if we were to apply that same standard to this pork processing plant by Tyson Food, instead of 180 people infected out of 2,400, you would expect that to be about 800, four times, more than four times, what they just identified there. So they haven't tested people. And the people that they found that had antibodies, that was the test that they were applying in L.A. I don't know what test they used here for the Tyson Foods. There's a lot of caveats in all of these tests. And as I pointed out yesterday, it was a respiratory therapist who pointed that out. He said they're not actually testing for the virus. They're testing for things that are associated with the virus. And so there's a lot of different questions about these tests and how valid they are. Nevertheless, are 180 people, none of whom are seriously ill? It doesn't say that there's any deaths there. Is that enough to shut down all of our food? But, of course, that's not the only plant they've shut down. They also shut down another pork plant that had 2,200 workers. And there have been several other facilities. Folks, we are going to starve if we don't understand statistics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, Martin Armstrong is now saying exactly what I've been saying. And of course, Martin Armstrong is a financial geopolitical cycle analyst, very well known, very well respected, unlike me. And he says the WHO is part of the UN, and the UN is for climate change. And this is what their objective has always been. Shut down the world economy, bankrupt everything that you possibly can, and then rebuild it from scratch. And if you don't understand that, I mean, just follow AOC. And as I pointed out yesterday, you know, her cheerleading of, look at this. You know, all of our energy supply is shutting down because that's where we get our energy, is with oil. And if these people shut down, they stop producing, guess what? You're not going to have any electricity to run your hospitals or food to feed your doctors and nurses and even patients, as if we mattered. And when you look at these tests that are being done, as I point out, we've now had two plants, two massive pork plants by Tyson Food shut down in a couple of days. One of them, the largest in the country, 180 infections after they tested people, which is only about 6% of the people even infected. And we just had a large test of several thousand people done in L.A., another one done in Santa Clara by two different respected universities, one of them Stanford, one of them USC, and they both found about the same results, essentially the same results, independently of each other. And so what do we make of this? As we look at other food plants shutting down, several facilities have temporarily closed due to virus outbreaks, including a Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a JBS USA plant in Worthington, Minnesota, a Redwood Farms meat processor in Estherville, Iowa. On Wednesday, Tyson announced it would close the other, close the pork plant in Logansport, Indiana, to test their employees. And in Texas, state health investigators said Wednesday that they've identified 114 cases of COVID-19 associated with a JBS beef plant, and they're now working to determine whether there's an ongoing source of infection. Has anybody died? Maybe some people got sick, but look, folks, starvation is what you need to be concerned about. Here are some of the threats to the U.S. food supply laid out by The Hill. Well, first of all, there could be these types of virus outbreaks at food plants that would cause them to shut down the entire food plant. Then you could have, the agricultural reliance on guest workers. I said last year nearly 250,000 foreign workers were employed in American agriculture if we shut that down. But, of course, President Trump's saying he's shutting down the border to all immigration. That only affects about 10% of the legal immigration that comes into this country. So I don't really think that's going to be a threat to the food supply. Of course, The Hill is going to put that out there for political purposes. But supply chain mismatches, the way they put that is, even as some grocery stores are empty and food banks clamor for donations, some agricultural businesses are resorting to spilling or throwing away or destroying huge quantities of food. Exactly. They're plowing it under, they're giving it away, and then they're saying, guess what? We're not going to plant coming up. You know, only government intervention and government mandates and government orders can cause that kind of disruption in the supply chains. That would never happen in a free market. It's only government interference that can do that. And these shortages, the only question is, are these shortages going to be short term or are they going to be longer term? Again, a crunch on delivery capacity as more and more cities have locked down. The problem of how to get food into people's homes has grown. This is the thing that is backing up into the food producers and causing them to have economic problems and bankruptcies. Because if their customers are shut down, they can't sell their products, they can't adjust. And this is percolating all the way through. Because of authoritarian mandates, the government breaking everything in our society, deliberately breaking it. And quite frankly, it's being sold as pragmatism, isn't it? And, it's getting harder and harder to tell pragmatism from totalitarianism. As, one individual tweeted out, it's getting harder and harder to tell. Scott Adams said, it's getting harder and harder to tell these freedom lovers from sociopaths. I said, well, it's getting harder and harder to tell these pragmatists from totalitarians. Crunch on delivery capacity. That's another one. As more and more cities have locked down, the problem of how to get food into people's homes has grown. People who are practicing stringent social distancing have resorted to grocery deliveries, leaving delivery services strapped for workers. Grocery stores have had to implement new cleaning and social distancing guidelines. And in many places, they're limiting the number of shoppers allowed in at a time. And they require customers to wait in line outside, 6 feet apart, wear face masks in the stores, or, they're doing it the Costco thing. You wear it outside. It's like, no, thank you. I just won't be going back to your business. Egg demand shifted. 61,000 Minnesota chickens were euthanized. This is being reported by the Minnesota Star Tribune. And listen to this. Just before Easter, they had to euthanize 61,000 laying hens. A contract egg farmer near Albany, Minnesota, got word on Wednesday the chickens in his barn would be euthanized. And a crew showed up the next morning and started gassing the birds with, and I'm reading this literally, they started gassing the birds with carbon dioxide. I about fell out of my chair when I read that this morning. What did they do to gas the birds? Did they show up and breathe on them? Do you understand the difference between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide? No, of course you don't. Chris Matthews doesn't understand it. This must be a reporter who is focused on the climate hoax. Now they're repositioning them into the corona hoax. Yeah, breathing on them. Maybe they breathed on them with coronavirus. That's how they got them to die, right? Just amazingly stupid. The sudden drop in demand for food at restaurants, school cafeterias, caterers, shut down by the pandemic, has ripped through farming. Milk has been dumped. Eggs have been smashed. Ripe lettuce has been plowed under. Now farms are killing animals sooner than they'd ever expected to. Mergen said, and these are laying hens. Mergen said he initially couldn't believe it when a field manager from Daybreak Foods, who owns the chickens and paid to feed the flock of 61,000 birds, said they would be killed early. His contract called for the flock to produce eggs until fall. I was wrong, and the company decided to do it anyway, he said. The company cited declining demand for the decision to idle the facility, which handles, listen to this, 800 million eggs a year and sends containers of fluid egg to food service companies across North America. So there's another 800 million eggs you can just kiss goodbye because they're not going to be growing them until they can figure out whether or not the totalitarian dictators in charge of our company, our country, the president, the governors, the state legislators, the little dictators, the little corona cops, the local mayors, are they going to allow me to operate a business or not? Why should I go through all of this? As New York Times is saying, and they got this one right, instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. Yeah. Welcome to the new Hunger Games. This is the game that they're playing with your life right now. Oh, we've got a virus out there. We've never done this for any virus. We never did it for Ebola, right? These same people in charge, Fauci in charge, never suggested for any thing that was out there that we should shut down the entire economy, but now they are. And the largest slum in Kenya's capital, people desperate to eat, set off a stampede during a recent giveaway of flour and cooking oil, leaving scores injured and two people dead. In India, thousands of workers are lining up twice a day for bread and fried vegetables to keep hunger at bay. Across Colombia, poor households are hanging red clothing and flags from their windows and balconies as a sign they're hungry. And then, of course, in San Antonio and wealthy areas of Florida, West Palm Beach, you've got the middle class lining up in cars. Not because they don't have money, but because these damn executives in government have ordered everything closed and they've broken the food supply more than they even realize at this point. Although they're going to still work on it because that is the plan.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The billions of people at the end.
globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against. Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And, of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
Welcome back. We're not just talking about eggs and meat and milk and produce. You've now got the Colorado governor ordering the closure of health food stores. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, in contravention of guidance from the Department of Homeland Security, ordered the closure of health food stores during the COVID-19 crisis. Governor Polis's order in Colorado will restrict access to a wide range of essential products sold by health food stores, including water, electrolytes, nutritional supplements, healthy food options, and other health-related products, such as hand sanitizer. This is absolutely insane. It's unclear as to why his latest order was singled out such businesses as non-essential, said the president and CEO of the Natural Products Association. But, you know, what's the point of having power if it can't be exercised arbitrarily? You know, we've got, so now it's health food stores are not essential. Restaurants are not essential. Health food stores are not essential. You start shutting all this stuff down, you destroy the supply chain, you're destroying the farms as well, destroying family businesses that have been around for a very long time. Here's an article out of Elkhart, Indiana. I think it's Elkhart, Indiana. Yeah, South Bend Tribune. Elkhart staple, Lucchese Italian restaurant, won't reopen after being in business for 38 years. The family has been feeding folks for nearly four decades, but they will not be reopening. They said, "We did not take this decision lightly, and we've tried to find someone to take over as new owners, but to no avail." They wrote that in a statement to their nearly 30 employees. So, you know, you have a family here that's probably a couple families, you know, four or five individuals in their 50s and 60s. And they're the second generation. And they've got 30 people who work for them who are now unemployed. But, of course, you know, as I point out, March 17th, when the mayor here in Austin shut down restaurants, the waitress who we just managed to get in under the line, you know, 11 o'clock, he puts out the order. In 1 hour, I want everybody closed. Just like that. It's an emergency, right? We've had 500 people out of 29 million in Texas that have died, even if you take the inflated statistics from the CDC as they redefine COVID death to basically be anything associated with respiratory illness. These are the games that are being played by the statisticians in the CDC, in the NHS in the UK, and all their corresponding bureaucrats in these other countries. Now you see the number of heart attacks dropping severely, the number of flu deaths dropping, the number of pneumonia deaths dropping. And then you get a spike in COVID-19 deaths. Isn't that amazing? Because you don't even have to test for the presence of anything that is associated with it. You don't have any tests that are actually testing for the virus. They're testing for things that are associated with the virus, which of course can be associated with other things as well, like having cancer. But of course, people who need to have cancer treatment, that's considered to be elective. And we're going to have the mayor here in the governor here in Texas is going to, he's stepping up to the plate. He is going to graciously allow people to have elective cancer biopsies and other things like that. Isn't that nice? That's elective. COVID is mandatory. Cancer, it's elective. Now, they can elect to call your death whatever they want, right? And so it doesn't even have to be tested to be present in the person. They can presume that it's present and not test it and call it a death. But, you know, even with 500 deaths out of 29 million people who shut down everything here in Texas and in Indiana, and said when the restaurants are ordered to close sit-down dining, this family restaurant that's been in business for 38 years, they said they tried to do carry-out, but despite being very busy, they said we were only making half of what we needed to even pay the rent. They couldn't pay their employees. They could only make half of what they needed to pay the rent. In Germany, shoppers are not rushing back as the stores are reopening. And this is the next step. Even when the governors and Fauci, the real president, gets their boot off of your throat, will they have scared everybody so much that they won't go back? Stores that have up to 8,600 square feet, that's a pretty big store. Why do you think they picked that number? Well, because even here in America, that's typically not a mom-and-pop store. 6,000 square feet is pretty big for a retail space. And 8,600 square feet, especially in Germany, where they have much smaller stores, that's going to mean that only the big chains stay open. Because the purpose of this, folks, is not to protect you from the coronavirus. The purpose is to melt down the middle class, melt down our economy, destroy our food production, especially our meat. They don't want us to have meat. This is one way to do it. Destroy cars, destroy oil, energy production. Anyway, if you got more than 8,600 square feet, you're allowed to open. Along with car and bicycle dealers, you know, because bicycles are now going to be the way that you're going to move, and bookstores, provided they were able to adhere to strict social distancing rules. Consumers, they said, however, are not showing up. They are in crisis mode. Consumer sentiment is in the doldrums, said a spokesman. In some parts of Europe, they have the largest stores, of course, are allowed to open, like IKEA. You know, the reality is we look at all of this, again, the reality is going to be we're either going to be free and open, or they're going to starve us to death. Now, that's always been the plan. Population reduction, starvation, austerity, packing people in. They say, well, we want to have zero deaths because we want zero cars. We want to have zero deaths from guns, and so we will take all the guns. And you've seen this over and over again. You have seen them say, look at this. We got two people shot or two dozen people shot in an event. Therefore, everybody, turn in your guns right now. And let me tell you, you know, when the lieutenant governor of Texas is talking about 500 people in Texas and we're locked down the entire economy of 29 million people, that's the number of casualties that we've had is about what we have year to date with traffic fatalities. You don't think they're going to close it all down and take everybody's cars? Of course they are. They'll use any kind of excuse. And if they can talk about a total number of deaths and do it without any context, you know, two dozen people, that's a big tragedy if they die in a shootout. But it doesn't follow that this represents an epidemic. We've had doctors say we've got an epidemic of gun violence. We've got to take all the guns. That's not the right solution. And it doesn't make any sense. And this solution, quote unquote, doesn't make any sense either. The other day I took the time to read to you in detail what 8 epidemiologists and virologists around the world, experts, people who typically presided over their medical schools and have done this for longer than Fauci has been a bureaucrat. And these people are saying this makes absolutely no sense. It isn't going to have any effect whatsoever. You may be able to flatten and stretch out the curve, but you're still going to have the same people being exposed to this and dying. And what the government is doing is not helping at all. And yet, as predicted, we're going to have Gerald Celente on today. You know, Gerald Celente and I were talking about this as soon as it's being put in. They said, you know, this is going to destroy America, as we're seeing now. And we also said, and after they destroy America and finally take their boot off of our throats, they're going to claim victory. They saved us. They saved us, didn't they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had to have that kind of action in order to save us. Well, folks, as we see them shutting down food production, shutting down supply chains, now even going after stores that sell health food and vitamins and supplements, you can still get your vitamin supplements and food at InfoWarsStore.com. We have vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, and we are not raising the price on this. We have it discounted at 50% off. So you can get your essential vitamins, minerals, even amino acids. You can get it in an easy-to-take format. You can drink it. You can make it taste any way you want. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. We also have Winter Sun, our vitamin D3 supplement. It's also liquid. I like to take liquid supplements because I don't like swallowing a lot of pills. But it's also 50% off. Vitamin D has a very, very important function for your immune system. It helps to order your immune system. And I've read to you over the last couple of weeks statements from both the former head of the CDC and other people who are currently working for the NIH that said, well, this doesn't directly attack the coronavirus or any virus, but what it does is it strengthens your immune system and helps it to work properly. And so it's very important to make sure that you have the proper level of vitamin D3. And one way that you can do that is to supplement, call it Winter Sun, because your body can produce its own vitamin D. It's actually a hormone. It can produce it if you're allowed to get outside, if the corona cops don't come along and arrest you or bully you. But now you can also make sure that you get it as a supplement, 50% off. And don't forget, we have our storable food back at InfoWarsStore.com. It will last for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you you can go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state saying, we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the beginning of the program, we have a new chimera. This is an unnatural thing, really. Although, I don't know, maybe there's some natural tendency to this thing. But I call it the Corona Cop, and it doesn't necessarily mean people who are in law enforcement, although it frequently happens that way. But it's what happens when you combine authoritarian policies and orders with somebody who is just dying to lord it over people. And sometimes it isn't even their natural tendency. As I pointed out with my wife at Costco, watching how this has evolved over a period of about 3 weeks, where at first, there was a lady who was tasked with this, and she's told, this is your job, do this. And so she's, stands next to my wife and loudly announces, you must put on your mask as you're waiting to get in the store. No, you don't have to do that. And then, thank you for doing that. And then walks off. Well, okay. All right. I know that was directed at me, she said. The next time she went, a week later, the lady gets in her face. You must put this on. It's the law. No, it's not the law. It's an order from this little Marxist mayor here in Austin. And he doesn't have the constitutional authority to make an order like that. And I'm not inside your store, so shut up. She didn't say that. That's what I would have said. My wife is much more polite than that. Anyway, she just kind of politely demurred and refused to do that. And she did put on the mask to go in the store. Now we've gone to week number three, and Costco in Texas is saying to a mother, you can't come in the store because you've got two kids, and we have a new policy that you cannot have more than two family members in the store at a single time. So just leave your kid to roam around outside here. This is how the new chimera, the Corona Cop, is created. But here's a real cop in Idaho. You've seen perhaps this video. If you haven't watched this, is a woman in Idaho arrested for playing with her kids in a park outdoors, getting sunlight and fresh air. Here's the cop arresting her.
I just told you, exit the playground area.
But we're not trespassing. Are you going to know? Are you going to fight everyone for not social distancing?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Are you going to?
You have 5 seconds.
Other families are also gathered here.
Okay, this is not.
What is
he? Officer, you don't want to do that. Officer, you don't.
You're being detained.
Am I being arrested or detained? Am I arrested or detained? Someone call Idaho Freedom Foundation right now and get them on the phone.
Call now. I'm recording. Someone else call. Okay, can you call?
Being arrested, this mother.
Yeah, just take her away, leave the kids. You know, that's what they do at Costco.
Does this make sense to you?
All right, you get the idea. Am I being detained or arrested? That's the thing they always love to tell you when you get arrested by these cops. I've had that game played on me as well. And so the update to this, you'll find at Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. You had Ammon Bundy and many others show up to protest this. They showed up outside the home of the arresting Corona cop, the arresting law officer, except it's not a law, right? These are edicts. And she said, she told the crowd, I didn't wake up today thinking I'm taking my kids to the park to get arrested. But when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. We have a duty to stand up to the tyranny or we're going to lose our republic. Ammon Bundy and about 50 other protesters outside the home had this to say. He said, speaking to the officers, Bundy declared, the people will not allow you guys to do this for very long. You will not go into parks and arrest people. You will not go into parks and arrest mothers. Or you will not go anywhere and arrest us for exercising our rights. We will not sit by idly while you guys arrest people in parks or churches or their places of work. And he's absolutely right. We've got to stop this. And it's up to you.
There's a process where you take a stallion and you tie him down and you cut his testicles off and then he becomes gelded. Well, that's what's happening to the entire world right now. We're going into deep, deep tyranny. Places like North Korea and China are going into deeper tyranny as well. And it's all directed by the UN. It's all a big, cooked-up, giant plan to absolutely take control of your life, bankrupt the economy, and make you dependent on the big mega banks. And to get your universal income, you're going to have to take the inoculations, brainwash your kids the way they say, and have absolutely no freedom. And it's all happening, boom, overnight. This is a giant revolution. And as soon as you put the handcuffs on, they said, oh, it's just an extended spring break, 2 weeks. Notice now it's 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It never ends. No one can ever die from a virus again. Government will save you. It's a takeover. It's the opposite. They're coming with forced inoculations on record that will reduce your fertility, lower your immunity, and in many cases kill you. And they're telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, I just played for you that video clip of the mother in Idaho, and she is facing 6 months in jail. Because she went to a playground with her kids. And again, what she had to say, I didn't wake up today thinking, I'm taking my kids to the park to get arrested. But when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. We have a duty to stand up to this tyranny or we're going to lose our republic. And as Ammon Bundy and about 50 other people went to the home of the officer who put that mother in handcuffs and took her away, leaving the kids in the park. Leaving the kids in the park, you know, because they're so concerned about everybody's welfare, right? You know, just like Fauci and the NIH are concerned about your welfare while they continue to fund millions of dollars worth of bioweapons research, gain of function to produce as lethal viruses and bacteria as they can and make them more easily spread. And even if they can't disobey the rules and the laws here, you know, they continue to do it even when they were told not to here in the United States. They continue to fund it at UNC Chapel Hill. And then they fund it in China, $3.7 million there, same research. You know, it reminds me very much of what we have seen with ISIS and ISIL. Oh, yeah, we got to go to Syria and we got to fight these people, you know, driving around in pickup trucks. Look at that long column of pickup trucks. And we got aerial footage of it, but we can't imagine how we're going to shut down this tremendous threat to the United States that's over there, the ISIS people, right? And then you find out that, they are the ones who are funding ISIS. They're giving them the weapons. They're even bringing in soldiers from other areas to fight in that area. It's the CIA and our government manufacture these crises, and then they use it to for their own agenda in many different ways. But you know, the most obvious one is that they build their own bureaucracy, their own funding, and so forth. And they're doing the same thing with biological warfare here in the United States against us, but it's now a much bigger agenda. It's also global, just like the military-industrial complex has done abroad. But just like they did with ISIS, it's the same people who are creating the threat who are going to protect you from the threat. See how it works? Except they use it to come after your freedoms, always, always. Ammon Bundy said, we will not go back to where we came from in this country. We will not go back to that. And that's what's happening here, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Absolutely right. She's facing up to 6 months in jail. And probably, as we typically see, the typical corona fine from the corona cops is $1,000 or 6 months in jail. So I imagine that's probably also on the menu as well there. Yeah, here we are, page two. And a possible $1,000 fine. There you go. See, it's everywhere. And then we have the CDC recommending new CDC guidelines recommend that new mothers be separated from their babies if they presume that they have coronavirus. Because, you know, that's what this is all about, right? We got to protect everybody. So let's separate the newborns from their mothers if we presume they have coronavirus. That means they could be separated for up to 2 weeks. The goal is to keep newborns from contracting the respiratory disease, except that what we've seen is it's typically the vast majority of people. I won't say the vast majority. It's about 40-some-odd percent of the people who die are over the life expectancy of people in the United States, over 78 years. When you start to add in the people who are in their 60s, then it goes up higher. And, of course, it's you go younger, it means that you've got a lot of other ancillary health issues. We've talked about that over and over again. But let's continue down the Corona Cop story list here. We've got an arrest warrant now issued for the Louisiana pastor, Reverend Tony Spell, who continued to have church. Now, they're not arresting him. Listen to this. They're not arresting him for holding church. That would have bad optics, wouldn't it? No, here's what they are arresting him for. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Wow, what do? Did he pull a gun on somebody and threaten him? Does that sound like a pastor to you? Yeah, man, this guy must be a dangerous individual. What did he do? Well, they allege, this is what the charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, this is what they're alleging that he did. They're saying that he backed a church bus towards a man who was protesting the church services on Sunday. And they call that aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, video footage obtained by the TV station that's reporting this shows that the bus stopped several feet from the protester. And this is a story from the Huffington Post. They hate Christians and pastors, right? I mean, even the Huffington Post is saying, hey, he was several feet away from this guy. He's backing up. And they say, well, that was assault with a deadly weapon. Arrest him. Arrest him. There you go. Arrest him. Ohio sheriff has now filed charges against the Amish. Those dangerous, violent terrorists, the Amish. What were they doing? Were they backing a bus up towards somebody? No, they don't have buses. They've got buggies and horses. And they were holding a large barn party. And so the Ohio sheriff has filed charges against them. This is what it has come to in this country, these Corona cops. Yeah, those people, those Amish, they're dangerous terrorists, aren't they? These violent religious extremists? Oh, they're really, you got to do something about those people. Yeah, we got to get them down. Montana County demands that people wear government-issued armbands in order to do business. Let's see now. What would those armbands look like? Would they have like a yellow star on them or something? Can we just go back for a historical reference here? Well, they probably won't, but the principle is the same, isn't it? Except that, you know, the new Jew is the middle class American, regardless of what your race or ethnic background or religion is. It's just, you got to be middle class. So get those armbands, according to the Montana County. And again, this is the Corona cop, the chimera that's been created that is metastasizing and also evolving on a weekly basis, even as their statistics and their fear mongering collapse in a heap of lies. They continue to escalate this. There we go. Over a month ago. So that was going to happen, right? Got to have everybody tested. And then we'll give you a wristband so that you can travel for one day only, and we'll give you a different color, and then we'll change it. Yeah, this has been going on. That was leaked to me by a guy who worked in cybersecurity. And, of course, this is they're going to have a technical spin on this as well. It's absolutely amazing. And when you talk about the testing, again, there are so many questions about the validity of these tests. And when everybody says, well, we can't test it, you'll see that the New York Times mainstream media will always say, yeah, we're getting, false negatives. There's actually more people out there than we're actually getting tests from. Well, you know, if you got a test that gives you false negatives, it's going to also give you false positives. And so you're going to be identifying somebody, putting them in a leper colony, putting them in literal quarantine, although, you know, they're calling it quarantine for everybody, but you quarantine sick people. House arrest is what you do with tyranny. That's really what's being done to everybody. But they don't want to say that they put healthy people under house arrest. Again, when I was talking about masks, people were saying, I said, why is it that the mask doesn't protect the person wearing it, but somebody else has to wear the mask? You understand that's how they've always sold the vaccine agenda. Your vaccine will not protect you. You're only protected if the other person gets the vaccine. Therefore, the herd has to ride roughshod over the individual. And I said, well, you know, you could sneeze and it could get in my eyes. I was like, well, okay, fine. If you're worried about that, then wear some eye protection. Really be safe. Because, you know, the mask isn't going to keep everything in. I've got a beard. I could never save anybody with that because it's going to come out the sides and all that sort of thing. It's not going to protect me or you if I wear a mask. So I refuse to do it. And, you know, it's, but this is the mentality of these people. And so now we're going to have dogs, and they're going to be sniffing you. Maybe if they smell my border collie, they might whisk me off to a leper colony or something. China is sending out test kits. They're contaminated with COVID. You know, the CDC sent out test kits that were also contaminated with the coronavirus, COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? But we should trust the tests, and the tests should be used to see whether or not we're allowed to travel or go to work or go to school or do any of this stuff, right?
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I notice, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up.
This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that emerge with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk about Corona Cops. Let me make it clear. There are a lot of law enforcement officers, sheriffs, and others who are pushing back against this insanity, against these unconstitutional orders. Some of it's happening right in Houston, as a matter of fact. We just had a Texas judge who qualifies as being a Corona Cop. Even though this is a judge, this Corona Cop, Texas Judge Hidalgo, Lena Hidalgo. And what she has now demanded as of yesterday, she issued an order demanding that all county residents wear masks in public or face a fine and possible jail time. Let me guess what that's going to be. It's going to be the typical corona fine of about $1,000 and 6 months in jail, I would imagine. And pushing back against her have been both county deputies and the Houston police themselves. Good for them. Good for them. The citizens of Harris County are working hard together through this pandemic and do not need the added stress and fear of being fined or arrested for failing to wear a mask or face covering that they may not even have, said the president of the Harris County Deputies Organization. Good for him. That's law enforcement people there. I've had people comment when I was talking about wearing a mask. Look, I'm in law enforcement, and this is not a law. This is not a law. It's unconstitutional. These people swore an oath to the Constitution. Some of them actually read it and follow it. Imagine that. Harris County Deputy Association. We're working hard on this, and we don't need the added stress of some judge, Lena Hidalgo, telling us to do this. Yeah, and when we're talking about judges, the county judges in Texas are kind of like, you remember that story about Judge Roy Bean? That's kind of like that. It's an elected office. These people are not presiding over a courtroom situation. They are basically the executive in the county. They call them the county judge, but it's like Roy Bean. And these people are acting like Judge Roy Bean as well. Houston Police Officers Union. So now that was the deputies, the county deputies in Harris County. And then the Houston Police Officers Union president, Joe Gamaldi, called the order draconian. He added that the union has reached out to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office, quote, seeking an opinion on the legality of imposing a criminal penalty or fine for anyone not wearing a mask in public. In the meantime, he said, we have reminded our officers that they have discretion in such matters. Discretion that is not being used in Idaho, for example, because it's not just that one mother who was dragged off in handcuffs and, taken away from her children who were still in the park because she had the audacity to show up in an empty park in the sunlight and go let the kids get some exercise. No, can't do that. Going to drag you off. Well, they've also come after an Idaho woman who is facing jail. Again, their $1,000 6-month jail thing. Facing jail for holding a yard sale in violation of the coronavirus stay-at-home order. Well, she was staying at home. She was staying at home and doing a yard sale. They said this was a large, non-essential yard sale. Well, I guess that kind of depends on your perspective. I'm not the, my wife likes yard sales. I don't. I've always called them non-essential activities, but she disagrees, and sometimes I go along. But this is a non-essential yard sale that filled the entire front yard and spilled in the backyard as well. Shame on her. Send her to jail. Because this was non-essential. Her yard sale violated the stay-at-home order. Let's play a clip from Governor Cuomo, video clip number 6. When somebody started talking to him about, How do we know when some of our lives and some of our jobs and some of our businesses are essential and some of them aren't? Well, here's what Cuomo had to say.
I get it. Even with the $600 check and the $1,200 check and the unemployment insurance benefit is not enough. I understand the economic hardship. We all feel it. The question is, what do you do about it? And do you put public health at risk? And do you drive up the number of deaths for it? Because you have no idea how to reopen now.
So they're saying that, is there a fundamental right to work if the government can't get me the money when I need it? Is there
a
fundamental
right to work? By the way, you want to go to work? Go take a job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow.
Go do what I say you can do.
Right, you're working.
You're working? Yeah, you're working here. You right to work? This is New York. We don't have no right to work laws here. We don't recognize any fundamental human rights. You do what I say. The law comes out of my mouth. My dictates. That's why I'm a dictator. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you want to go to work, get an essential job. Wow, yeah. And, tell these people if they're struggling, it's like, okay, can I at least sell some of the stuff that I've got here? As George Carlin said, a house is where you keep your stuff. You wouldn't need a house if you didn't have so much stuff. You gotta have. And so let's get rid of some of this stuff. I need some money here because, the $1,200 that I get, as one reporter asked Steve Mnuchin, the Goldman Sachs banker, is that going to tide people over for 8 weeks? And he goes, well, 10 weeks. There you go. $6,000 a year. You need more than that? What's your problem? Says Steve Mnuchin. Says Governor Cuomo, when he decides what is essential and what isn't, when the government tells you what you can and cannot do, what businesses you can do, what jobs you can have, we call that central planning. We call it Marxism. When they shut everybody down, they destroy the middle class, and they give everybody exactly the same money, that's communism, folks. It's been imposed by these Republican governors as well as the Democrats. It's been imposed by Trump. That's communism. It's universal basic income. It's austerity. It's poverty. It's indigence. That's what it really is. It's universal basic indigence. That's what the UBI is. Little Rock suburb takes down the girls' basketball hoop. You know, we got to have this social distancing here. And we got de Blasio because, New York is not just the epicenter of the corona scare. It's also the epicenter of corona tyranny. And so let's play a little bit of a clip here from Mayor de Blasio talking about how he wants people to snap photos and send it in. Here he is.
New Yorkers, you have been extraordinary at social distancing. And let me tell you, it has taken every fiber of our beings to figure out how to do this because we're warm, emotional people. We're used to being close to each other.
Here's the next thing.
We're used to being packed in the subway cars, and we've had to do the exact opposite.
Yeah, and that's what's caused it to get as bad as it has in New York.
It's not natural for us. It's not normal for us, but you've done it. You've done an amazing job.
Yeah, it's not natural. What's natural is to obey me.
Thank you. Everyone has done it the right way, but we still know there's some people need to get the message. And that means sometimes making sure the enforcement is there to educate people and make clear we got to have social distancing. So now it is easier than ever when you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem.
There you go.
Now it's as simple as taking a photo.
We're from the government.
All you got to do is take the photo and
just
put the location with it and bang, send a photo like this. And we will make sure that enforcement comes
the
right away.
The little Stasi
text
state.
The photo, the 311.
Well, boys and girls, if you see one of your other classmates doing something, you snitch on the teacher right away, and we'll send them right down to the office. We'll take their money, and we'll put them in timeout. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge, you love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. 10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about is turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Is the virus on my clothes? Is it on my shoes, my hair, my newspaper? This story from about 4 days ago. I didn't get to the beginning of the week. I've had it sitting here on my desk all this time. But yeah, it's time to talk about this now. This is from the New York Times. I think it made the Drudge Report as well. Is the virus on my clothes, my shoes, my hair, my newspaper? Look, the New York Times, the CDC, the mainstream media is turning everybody in America into OCD. OCD. That's exactly what's happening with this. Should I change my clothes and shower when I come home from the grocery store? Should I worry about doing laundry and sorting clothes? Can I shake viral particles loose from my clothes and send them into the air? Guys, grab that clip that I had a week or two ago from talking about germs. Why is it that small droplets and viral particles don't typically land on our clothing? Should I be concerned about mail, packages, newspaper? How long can the virus remain viable on fabric and other surfaces? Yeah, George Carlin addressed this. He explained this to us in detail. And here's what's going on. It really is OCD. And let me give you a government definition of OCD. In case you don't believe me, believe the government, because the government would never lie about anything. But they do spell out OCD in detail. What is OCD? Obsessive compulsive disorder. OCD is a common, chronic, and long-lasting disorder. And it may be too late to save America from an epidemic of OCD. Obsessions are repeated thoughts, urges, or mental images that can cause anxiety, like, is it on my hair, my clothes, my shoes, my food that I got at the grocery store? Yeah, that type of thing, you know. Fear of germs or contamination. This is how they define it. Here are the obsessions, says the National Institute of Mental Health, because we're talking about a mental illness here that's been foisted upon everybody by the CDC. So let's take a look at this mental illness that we call obsessive compulsive disorder. The obsessions include fear of germs or contamination, check. Unwanted, forbidden, or taboo thoughts, check. Aggressive thoughts towards others or self. Now I've reported all the many people who have come in and said, sent me communications that I had people shouting and screaming at me, you know, shooting birds at me and so forth. Because I wasn't wearing a mask, or because of something else, or because I sneeze, because I've got hay fever. Having things symmetrical and in perfect order. Get in your house. Don't go outside. Don't even go into your backyard, even if your backyard is the beach. Don't sell anything in a yard sale. We gotta have everything under perfect control and perfect order. Yeah, that's all obsessions, isn't it? That's part of the OCD that we have. And here's the, so that's the obsessive part of obsessive compulsive disorder. What are the compulsions? Excessive cleaning or hand washing. Wash your hands constantly. That's the advice from the New York Times. I talk about that. Is it on everything? Well, just make sure. Keep washing your hands all the time. Wash them for a very long time. Always use soap and so forth. Ordering and arranging things in a particular precise way. Yeah, that's it too. Repeatedly checking on things. You see, it's the government bureaucrats that are ordering and arranging things in particular and precise ways. And then they've got you repeatedly checking on things. And then compulsive counting. That's another one of these things. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Compulsive counting. Does that apply? Oh, yes, it does, especially. Obsessive counting of every single person that the CDC says dies from COVID-19, even if they haven't even tested them for the presence of the virus. Not even arguing about whether or not it is the true underlying cause, but not even knowing if they have the virus. Oh, we got 10 people here out of a population of 10 million. You know, they've got a second wave, they're saying now. China has shut down another city, a different city with 11 million people, just like Wuhan had 11 million people. They've now shut down another one. They've got one or two dozen people that they have identified as being sick. Nobody's died. They identified them as being sick. So we're talking about a one in a million chance of getting sick, not even of dying. And so they're compulsively counting everything, the reported deaths. But Americans are doing that as well. What is the death toll today? Has it gone up to 40,000? Is it 45? Do I hear 46, 47,000? It spiked by 10,000 when they redefined how they count deaths. So yeah, it is a compulsive counting. And they said, here's other symptoms of this. If you cannot control your thoughts or behaviors, if you spend at least 1 hour a day on these thoughts and behaviors, you know, in other words, like if you're watching CNN or Fox News 1 hour a day or longer, or reading the New York Times 1 hour a day or longer, all those combined, 1 hour a day or longer, you may have CDC OCD. If you don't get pleasure when you're performing these behaviors or rituals, so you don't have to enjoy the lockdown. You don't have to enjoy the restrictions. You don't have to enjoy having a mask on your face, but you feel compelled to do it. If you experience significant problems in your daily life due to these thoughts or behaviors, if you're having difficulty breathing because you've got a mask stuck over your face that isn't going to keep anything out or in, maybe you are suffering from Corona OCD. Some individuals with OCD, writes the National Institute of Mental Health, may have a tic disorder. It may manifest itself in terms of facial grimacing, but of course you won't be able to see that because of the mask. The symptoms can come and go. They can ease over time or they can worsen. So, you know, we can have like the second wave coming, or we can have it come back in the fall when people typically get coronaviruses, colds and flu and that sort of thing. And we can identify it then as something novel. And we can have a novel approach to it. We can have a obsessive-compulsive disorder approach to it. Although most adults with OCD recognize that what they're doing doesn't make sense, says the National Institute of Mental Health, some adults and most children may not even realize that their behavior is out of the ordinary. So if you think you have OCD, talk to your doctor about the symptoms. Just don't ask Fauci, because he's a bureaucrat. He's not a doctor. Yes, I know he has a medical degree, but he hasn't practiced medicine for, since 1968, when he became a bureaucrat. And he's been in charge of that shameful organization for 35 years. Don't ask, ask your doctor. Don't ask Gates. He's not a doctor either. Bill Gates is a technocrat. Don't ask the WHO. The guy running the WHO is not a doctor either. He is a Marxist politician with a long string of scandals behind him. Eric Peters has a new story today. The herd grows. He says, in my state, we've had about 320 deaths out of a total of 8.5 million people. He says, that's Virginia. But more might die. Thousands, tens of thousands, millions. We must take steps to be safe. These people need therapy more than they need masks. And I'll be damned if I'll get tagged because of their illness. It's ironic, isn't it? Yeah, it is. National Institute of Mental Health describes it. It's OCD. Humoring them is one thing, writes Eric. If crazy Aunt Sally thinks that she's Princess Anastasia, the last surviving daughter of the Tsar, it's okay to let her pretend that as long as her pretending isn't hurting anybody else. But it's not okay to give crazy Aunt Sally the power to enforce her royal decrees. And, of course, I don't know if Eric realizes it, but Cuomo and these other people want to have a Corona Tsar. Oh, that's Schumer as well. He had a whole list of people he wanted. It's nothing less than insane to destroy the lives of millions. Not hypothetically, but actually, because someone might get sick. This is insane, insisting that every functional man, equivalent, as he said when I did the interview with him, he says it's equivalent to saying every functional man has to wear a codpiece, because otherwise he might rape somebody. Because such insanity becomes the justification for taking lives via armed force used against people who don't play along, because you got to understand that every government edict implies the use of murderous violence if you do not comply. If you think that's insane, then look around you. Did you think 3 months ago the entire country would be turned into a lockdown prison, a lockdown mental health ward? Are you starting to feel like Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? We'll be right back.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps, and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in months. And the communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now
the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death. It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock, and yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's an interesting interview that CNN's Anderson Cooper had with the mayor of Las Vegas. He actually berated her, repeatedly pointing out that hotels and casinos are hotspots for the spread of the virus because she was saying, well, I think we got to reopen. This is essential. You know, when people have jobs and lives, this is essential. And it is, as I pointed out, essential even to being able to get us food, medicine, energy, all these things that we depend on for life. These are all essential, whether Cuomo thinks they're essential or not, whether President Trump thinks they're essential or not. These things are essential. And regardless, and I said this from the very beginning, I said, look, regardless of how lethal this virus is, this approach to shutting everything down is going to make it much harder to deal with anything if it is in fact a very lethal virus. Fortunately for us, it wasn't, because this would have made everything far more difficult to deal with. They created two problems, and exacerbated the first one, which was not a problem. So now we got a big problem, and that is the shutdown, and that has to end. The Las Vegas mayor said, I'm not a private owner of any of these hotels or casinos or restaurants or anything. That's the competition in this country, the free enterprise, and to be able to make sure that what you offer the public means that it meets the needs of the public. In other words, the public should decide what the risks are. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why the CDC has worked so hard to make everybody OCD. So even when they take the controls off, you'll be afraid to go to Las Vegas. You'll be afraid to go to travel. to go to a restaurant, to do anything. You'll be locked into your obsessive compulsive behavior. And quite frankly, you could have private inspectors that could go around and certify that these places are clean, that they're following procedures and so forth. I mean, we actually have private inspectors at Underwriters Lab that validate the safety of electrical products. You don't always have to have government inspectors to do this. Typically, we have health inspectors at the local level. The FDA has injected itself into the process. They haven't really done any good. And if you think that you can't have private individuals who do this and do just as good a job or better than the government bureaucracies do, then you might want to go back and take a look at the whole concept of regulatory capture. Take a look at what goes on with the FDA approving drugs and so forth, and how this is a revolving door between government regulatory agencies and the people they're supposed to regulate. And it's not just limited to the FDA. It's every one of these regulatory agencies. Anyway, the mayor of Las Vegas, even though CNN, Anderson Cooper, is berating her all the time, she says, right now we're in a crisis health-wise, and so for a restaurant to be open or a small boutique to be open, they better figure it out, she said. That's their job. That's not the mayor's job. Oh, this is somebody who understands what her job is. Yeah, she's not there to decide what is essential and what isn't. She's not there to dictate to people. It's the businesses, and they need to impress people. If the CDC has scared people so much, then they're going to have to go to some extra steps to reassure the public. And guess what? They're going to have to do that anyway, because the public has been scared. As you see in Germany, even when they allow people to open up, they say, well, I'm not going to get out of the house. She said, I'd love for everything to be open, because I think we've had viruses for years that we've been here. Yeah, we've had viruses. We've had pandemics. We've had these same people in charge during the pandemics that they declared, and we've never seen this type of idiotic response to it. And it's not just idiotic, it's tyrannical. She said, yeah, we would even offer our area as a control group. She said, we don't need to have these kinds of things shut down here. We're not broken. We tragically have 150 people that we lost. That's tragic. But we have 2.3 million people here. And, of course, Anderson Cooper just cannot understand that. And so as we have the governor of Georgia, one of the first states that said that we're going to open up, going to start relaxing these controls right away. And President Trump, who had been out there saying, yeah, you guys have got to open up. Why? Because he saw political rallies out there. Well, President Trump comes back and reverses courses, saying, well, I think it's too soon. I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities. But at the same time, he must do what he thinks is right. I want him to do what he thinks is right. But I disagree with him on what he's doing. There you go. There you go. So pressure, the bully pulpit, which is the way this always, these guidelines and recommendations from Fauci, you know, he uses President Trump like a ventriloquist dummy. You know, oh, yeah, 50 people. No, no, no. He says 10 people now. 10 people, that's what Fauci says. I want you to all do 10 people. No more than 10 people together at a time. And so these recommendations become guidelines, become executive orders, and the way that it's typically done is by pressuring the people who do have the legal authority to do this. In this particular case, the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, is not taking the bait. He didn't back down. He said, our next measured step is driven by data, guided by state public officials. We will continue with this approach to protect the lives and livelihoods of all Georgians. I think spas, beauty salons, and tattoo parlors and barbershops, said President Trump, it's just too soon, said Dr. Trump. Just too much touching going on. You know, President Trump is the perfect president for this. Because he was already OCD. He already didn't like to touch people. He's admitted himself. But so Dr. Trump says, no, no, no. We got to do it. Safety has to predominate. Liberty? No, no, no. We don't need liberty. We need safety. I'll keep you safe. Just follow the guidelines and recommendations of Fauci. It's getting harder and harder to tell the pragmatists from the totalitarians, isn't it? And then we've got another person jumping in because this is the way that works. It's like a mob. One guy stands up and he wants to do the right thing. And then all these politicians and all of these media figures, these CIA figures like Anderson Cooper. Yeah, CIA. He's CIA. Look it up. All of these Mockingbird press people, all these politicians, gather around them like a pack of jackals to take them down. And here comes Dr. Lindsey Graham with his advice as well. Dr. Lindsey Graham said, I have great respect for Governor Kemp. I believe that future reopenings can occur rather quickly, but we got to get to phase one right now. Phase one? What's phase one? What is phase two, by the way, Lindsey? I haven't read your plan. I don't trust your plan. I don't trust your plan. I trust liberty, and I don't trust anybody who tries to take it away from us. California is a good example here. They had some protesters who blocked roads saying we're losing our small business. It's the backbone of our economy, they said. The shutdown is not warranted. It is not sustainable. Well, you have to understand, that was the plan. The plan was to cost you your small business. The plan was to break the backbone of the economy. It is a Marxist plan. It is the same plan they've been pushing for a while with the justification of climate change. They said, they went on to say the protesters did, the hundreds of people that protested in California. The vulnerable can be isolated or protected in other ways without sacrificing our entire state economy. It's important to note that several other states have not enacted stay-at-home orders. One protester said, I keep hearing about it. Everybody in my family's fine. I don't know anybody. I contacted everybody I know. They don't know anybody in their family that has had it. I keep hearing about it, but I don't see it. Is it even worse than the regular flu? This event was approved by the California Highway Patrol on the basis that no more than 500 people would attend. However, other groups said the planned protest was, their planned protests were rejected because they thought they might have more people than that. And so now the California Highway Patrol, after these people showed up talking about their freedom, said, well, we are not very happy with this, and we're not going to give any more permits. Because you have to understand, free speech is now by permit only. You know, it's funny, one year when we were protesting the exclusion from the debate of the Libertarian candidate, we had jumped through all the extra hoops to get on the ballot like independents and third-party candidates have to. And by the way, they can't do that this year because you can't meet with people in public areas to get their petition signatures. So that takes care of all the independent and third-party candidates, doesn't it? Right there. Oh, that's a nice little benefit for the Republicans and Democrats as well. But when we were protesting the exclusion from the debate, we had a bunch of people protesting us, a bunch of Marxists. And they got hauled off because they didn't get their permit. And we said, you don't understand. Freedom in this country is by permit only. Folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get your storable food now. We can take the orders at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as vitamin D3, winter sun, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, also 50% off. Get all your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it.
So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, so how do we take this back? We've got some governors who are reluctantly admitting the obvious now. As a matter of fact, Britt Hume kind of reluctantly admitted this as well. Get video clip number 5 ready. Yeah, we were had. Yeah, it never happened, did it? I mean, you've got about 150 people after over a month in New York at that had the Navy ship show up to take to offload patients. They didn't see hardly anybody there. And even as Cuomo says, well, they got it 100% wrong. No, no, no. It's much worse than that, as I point out many times. They got it anywhere from 200% wrong to 4,000% wrong, depending on whether you're talking about hospital beds needed or ventilators needed and which state you're talking about. No, but they're going to keep this going. And again, you see he's still holding these press conferences where it's like, well, you know, what do you say to people who don't have any money and you're not giving them even basic income? Well, I just say if you want a job, get an essential job and we will tell you what that is. I guess you could go to the governor's site and you can see essential jobs that he will allow you to have. That one of those would be working for him, of course, because government is always essential, isn't it? Well, I'm not so sure about that. And as a matter of fact, let's play what Britt Hume had to say. Time for the public to consider whether this was a complete, colossal public policy calamity. Here's Britt Hume.
What do you make about the ongoing conversation now about reopening versus staying put?
I think it's time to consider the possibility, Shannon, that this lockdown, as opposed to the more moderate mitigation efforts, that this lockdown is a colossal public policy calamity, that the damage to the economy, to businesses, I see, you know, businesses are closing, many may not reopen, those jobs will be lost, those businesses will be lost, those incomes will be lost, plus the effect on children who don't have their normal life, they don't have school, they can't play with their friends, even outdoors, all these things are accumulating, they're not going to get better, Shannon, they're going to get worse with time. And as I say, many of them, we may not recover from many of these, losses for a very long time, if ever. And there is not, to my knowledge, really powerful evidence that imposing this lockdown, apart from, over and above the other mitigation efforts, is making any real difference. I have my doubts that it's making any difference at all.
Yeah, it's made a bad difference. That's what it's made. Liberty Blitzkrieg points out, the future must be decentralized and localized. If we're going to take back our country, we're going to have to do it at the local level. So we find ourselves at a moment where the financial and political systems that have dominated us for decades are failing in a spectacular and irredeemable fashion. This is a characteristic, as I pointed out many times, of the fourth turning. The restructuring of society that typically happens about every 80 years, every 4 generations. And we're in the midst of it right now. One of the hallmarks of it is the failure of institutions and the failure of leaders. And then, of course, the consequence of that is that you typically have a massive economic failure, and usually you have a massive war that follows up on the cusp of that as well. And so as we look at the last fourth turning that we went through, the Great Depression and World War II prior to that, the Civil War, but across the world you were having a massive consolidation of political power. You had a power struggle between agrarian interest and industrialized interest. At the same time, we had our civil war here. There was a civil war in Italy, many other places. You had the consolidation of the nation states throughout Europe. Austria, Prussia, Germany, all of them consolidating into a nation state. The same thing with Italy. And prior to that, you had the American Revolution that happened. And so we're now on the cusp of that. We've already are now being pushed into a greater depression after we had the Great Recession. We'll talk about, I've got a great clip here of Bill Gates.
I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide. Waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete. Non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete, so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining me now is Gerald Celente. Always a pleasure to talk to Gerald. And you can find his prediction of trends at trendsresearch.com. There you can get a sample of Trends Journal, his publication. You also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And, Gerald has been way, way, way ahead of the curve. Don't go to Bank of America for investment advice. If you want to know where gold and oil are going to go, just listen to Gerald Celente, because he's been saying this, where this is all headed, for well over a year. And, Gerald, you know, it's about, maybe about 6 weeks or so ago when they started these crazy shutdowns, and you said, watch this, they're all going to declare victory. When nothing happens and they open up, they're going to say it's because they shut us down, and they're already saying that. We've got Joy Behar out there saying all of these people out there, they're nothing but terrorists that they want to open up the society. And they're very, very angry at these protesters who are taking to the streets. They are health threats. I mean, and it's not just mainstream media. It's not just the View that's doing that. I mean, we've got people who always present themselves as being on the side of liberty and health, criticizing Ron Paul, saying he's an idiot because he is saying that this is the wrong policy, you know, saying that Dr. Ron Paul is a dangerous fool. So you called all of that as well, the societal stuff. But let's talk a little bit about the economy. What do you think is happening right now in the economy?
Here's the headline. You know, the economy's destroyed, and it's global. It's going down everywhere. And this was going down before this happened. As you know, a year ago, I said that we were going into the greatest depression. And I said it wouldn't happen until 2021.
That's right.
You have a bunch of political freaks that have closed down the global economy. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that government's doing it. No, they're not. Take a look at who's calling the shots. And by the way, we have pure equality. So I don't want to hear that if only women were in charge. How about that wonderful woman over there that's running the crap show over there in Michigan, huh? That anointed herself executive order in chief. We got him over here with Cuomo. We got him over here with Newsom over there in California. From sea to shining sea, we have political freaks that have destroyed the global economy. Not only here, but all over the world. And freedom and liberty is gone. What the heck do I care what Joan, what's her name, Bayar, this one, that one, Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck has to say? Yeah. All I do is go by the facts. And the facts are in the Trends Journal, detailed, and I could give you some of them that come from the sources. This is from the Wall Street Journal on Monday. In New York City, people age 75 and up are dying at rates nearly eightfold compared with deaths of those who are 45 to 64. And of course, they're dying from having chronically ill diseases before. Diabetics, obesity, also respiratory ailments, chronically ill. And where are they dying from? Well, let's give the other facts over here, because that's all we're going to talk about. And the fact is,
hey, you know, Gerald, when you talk about 75 years and up, the life expectancy in America is 78 years, 78.5 years. What they're saying is people who are at or above the life expectancy in the U.S. are dying off like flies. And that's, it's sad, but it's true, isn't it?
And here's the number right here. Another one, 20%. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Death toll spikes at nursing homes as the fences crack. A fifth of U.S. fatalities are now tied to struggling healthcare facilities. Okay? It's the elderly that are chronically ill that are dying. Plus, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, obesity may be linked to severe illnesses, especially among young people. And here it is again. This is from Friday, April 17th. This study, by the way, is not a right-wing study or a left-wing study or a no-wing study. It's an NYU study, New York University study from the center over there that's doing the work, the Ligone, the Healthcare Innovation and Delivery Science at NYU. Okay?
Yeah. And what they found in that study, Gerald, was the fact that, age is a major factor, highly correlated to it. But the key factor is obesity, even more so than age, as you pointed out.
So if we're going to lock down everybody and quarantine them, the push of people, quarantine the people that are in terrible health. And to show what a crap show it is, and talking about crap shows, CNN, the Cartoon News Network, how about that we had to see this little moron, another little boy born on third base and thought he had a home run, Chrissy Cuomo, who would be nowhere if daddy wasn't Mario, the governor. We had to see this little jerk. Oh, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. Hey, he didn't die.
Yeah, he had a near corona experience, didn't he?
Yeah, have you ever been? I've been sick for a couple of weeks of my life.
Yeah.
You know,
I was so much sicker than Fredo got. I was much sicker than that in December. I might have had it then.
That's right.
But I didn't whine about it. It was amazing.
So here's, you asked about the economy. This is right out of the news today, okay? Eurozone economy suffers unprecedented collapse. What do you mean unprecedented collapse? Only an idiot, a moron, an imbecile cannot see the destruction of the collapse that these politicians have created.
Yeah.
They've destroyed the global economy. It's dead. And the COVID war is the beginning of World War III. People don't get this.
That's right.
One of our top trends for 2020 was the New World Disorder. All revolutions going on around the world, Chile, Bolivia, Colombia, Peru, Lebanon, France, Hong Kong. People were losing their lives. The poverty, corruption, violence, they were already uprising. Now, as the global economy goes down, uprisings are going to become big. And then they're going to take us to war. Just as easily as they took us to the COVID war, they're going to take us to war.
And they're already stoking those fans of war. By pushing this bioweapon competition between China and the U.S., both sides claiming the other side created a bioweapon and unleashed it on each other. That's the thing that I find very dangerous about this. You know, I'm very concerned about bioweapons, and I'm very concerned about these biolabs that have always been insecure. I could easily believe that it would escape from either a U.S. or a Chinese lab, because we've seen this happen over and over again. And I can also easily believe that either side would have unleashed it on the other side. But you know what they're not talking about, Gerald? They're not talking about stopping any of it, even though we have a treaty that supposedly made it criminal. Even though we had these same people, the NIH, Fauci and Collins, funding this kind of research even when they were told to stop it. And even funding it in China when they were told to stop it. And nobody's talking about shutting that down. No, Fauci and the NIH, they're there to protect our health, right?
Yeah, right. You know, Fauci. Yeah, if you could put a couple of other letters into that F too. You know, the reality is that what you're talking about, when I talk about World War III, they asked Albert Einstein what kind of weapons will be used to fight World War III. And he said, I don't know. I remember, this is the atomic bomb cat, right?
Yeah.
He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. And that's what people don't get. And just as they are lowering us now and taking away our freedom and democracy, and how you watch all the idiots marching to their orders, it's going to be that easy again. And just to make how clear how ignorant the people are, talking about guys born on third base and thought they hit a home run, you got a picture of a clown that almost looks like the guy from Mad Magazine, George W. Bush, who took us to war against Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, what, me, Worry? Yeah, that was it. They won the war. And there he is, pinning the medal on Fauci. We'll be right back. Gerald Celente again. TrendsResearch.com is where you can get a sample of Trends Journal. Always ahead of the curve.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the info war in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and fund the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra is now in command of you and your family. Google and Facebook, as well as Apple, work closely with our organization, the HISCorp, to surveil your every movement with robot drones and other systems to ensure the safety of the public. Of course, it was I, 12 years ago, with Obama, who serves us well, and Fauci, who transferred the bioweapons to communist China so we could now release the weapon. But without the loving liberal media scaring you into submission and the corporate press worshipping corporations that shut down all access, as well as blue city governors and mayors, we would never have been able to give you a depression that will destroy your future forever and starve the third world. Well done, American cowards.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
vaccination all across the nation. Keep you from catching honky pox.
Have you got the honky pox? Well, just roll up that sleeve, because we've got to give you an injection. Gerald, I was talking earlier in the program about the definition from the National Institute of Mental Health, our U.S. government, defining what obsessive compulsive disorder is, OCD. And I read through the fear of germs or contamination. I mean, we see this. How many times do I have to wash my hands? As the New York Times is telling me, is the virus on my clothes? Is it on my shoes, my hair, my newspaper? Should I change my clothes and shower when I come in from the grocery store? And then one of the aspects of this is constantly counting, compulsive counting, you know, of body counts and things like that, or repeatedly checking on things. And, you know, we really got the CNN and the CDC turning America into OCD, don't we?
Lives, no joy, beauty, liberty, and love allowed. You got to live in fear and terror.
That's
you
right.
Talked about CNN. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Ratings soar. Pandemic coverage boosts viewership. On a recent conference call, CNN chief Jeff Zucker, that's Z-U-C-K-E-R, and you could get rid of that Z, urged editors and producers at the network not to shift focus from coronavirus news despite weeks of wall-to-wall coverage. Quote, You need to stay on this news. People are coming to CNN for the news right now. And here are the numbers. CNN averaged 2.2 million total viewers in prime time, blah, 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 the first week, more than double its viewership in the fourth quarter of 2019. The prostitutes, you go back to our Trends Journal of January 28th, and the headline was Coronavirus, 109 dead in China. And then we put 1.4 billion still alive. And we showed, what are you telling me 109 people died in a country of 1.4 billion? Yeah. The media was pumping this already. One Trends Journal after another, we said this is media hysteria. They're doing it to boost ratings. Their ratings were going into the toilet. They had nobody watching this Anderson Cooper or this other stuff. Boy, a couple of 100,000 people per show. So they are the one, and the politicians seized upon it. We have lost our liberty and freedom. I got some little clown boy like Andy Cuomo. Again, you know, a daddy's boy. I named the bridge after my daddy. So here's the deal right here. Again, I wrote about this in the Trends Journal as it happened. Again, March 3rd of this year, Governor Andrew Cuomo signs a law Tuesday that expands his management powers to move a move that drew bipartisan criticism, but the Democratic governor said justified the coronavirus outbreak. At this time, there was the grand total of two people dead. You got a control freak. Our liberty and freedom are gone. They've destroyed our economy. People can't get, where are they going to, how are they going to, all the restaurants that are going to go out of business, all the cleaners, all the small business people, the bigs are going to get bigger. You already could see with the money that the federal government's giving most of the dough to the bigs. It's destroying our lives. And we got the moron politicians around the world telling us what to do. And here's another one.
You know, Gerald, I played earlier the clip in a press conference where somebody talked to Cuomo and they said, you know, what are we supposed to do? He goes, yeah, I get it. You got the little welfare check. You got the $1,200 you get from the federal government. I know it's not enough to stay on. And they say, well, what should we do? I mean, we can't have a job. He goes, well, if you want a job, get an essential job and he will tell you what is essential. I mean, that's, and he's the guy who just said this last week. We were 100% wrong on the projections, but he's not letting up on any of the pressure. They keep rolling out more commands for people and keeping everybody locked down.
Look at that freak. Look at the freak out there. The little tough boy. Come over here and you tell me what to do man to man and keep your little flunkies away from you. Look what these cops are doing all over the world. They arrested a woman, what, for playing with her kids out in a schoolyard, took her away and left the kids over there. They're breaking up people going to funerals. There are too many of them. All of these little low-life scum politicians with cojones smaller than a moth's ball. Look at this arrogant guy. Who do you think you are? You are not my leader. You're a little boy of nothing. You would be nowhere if Daddy didn't get me there. Just like George the murderer Bush, and how moronic the people were to tie yellow ribbons around everything that didn't move to start the longest war in American history, the Afghan war. We got to get that guy, Osama bin Laden. Bring him back, quote, dead or alive. That's how ignorant the masses are to Heil Hitler, march to Mussolini, and salute Cuomo.
That's right. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. They busted the Amish because they were doing a barn raising. They busted that pastor down in Louisiana, accused him of assault with a deadly weapon because he backed up and stopped several feet away from a protester. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what's happening here. But, you know, you've also talked about negative interest rates as they were rolling out in various other places and the insanity of that and what that was really a sign of. We've now had a futures contract this week expire, as you know, minus $37 per barrel of oil. Yeah. That's melting down. And of course, you were right about gold as well. Now Bank of America is saying, well, our 18-month projection is $3,000 an ounce. So where are we going next, Gerald?
Well, as we go into the Greater Depression. Oil's telling the story. The greatest depression's begun. You know, they're pumping oil prices up a little bit, but there's going to be it's deadly. Oil-rich countries, oil-rich, whether they're rich or poor, whether it's Nigeria, the poor ones, the Ecuadors, the Venezuelas, the Algerias, the oil-rich countries, to the rich countries, to the Saudi Arabias, to the Kuwaits, they're going to go bust. You're going to see social unrest you haven't seen before. It's going to flow over borders, and again, it's going to be an excuse to start wars. On the Gulf front, as you well know, we sent out a trend alert on June 6th, 2019. The gold bull run has begun. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce. As we're speaking now, what is it, around $1,750?
Yeah, you called it.
You called
it way before Bank of America did.
Yeah, but hey, if Bank of America called it, then it's big news. You know.
Yeah, so it's yesterday's news once they call it.
Yeah, and it's all yesterday's news as they're talking about, oh, people are starving, we were looking at the implications of this when it began. Mm-hmm. No one is looking at the implications, they just started doing it.
Yeah.
Look, people are out of work. They've lost their jobs. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay their taxes. They can't pay their bills. How are they going to survive this peanuts that they've thrown to us is equal to nothing. Gold prices are going to escalate because central banks around the world and governments are pumping in fake money. So here's the other side of it. Again, another Trends Journal headline. We're going from, quote, dirty cash that we've only been using since who knows when.
Oh, yeah, I know. But now we're OCD about it.
They're going to give us digital money, so they're already tracking everything we're doing. Now they could track every penny that they could get, and these slimy low-life politicians could get all our money, so they could call it taxes so they don't have to work anymore. So they're going to be in control. So I'm just saying, think for yourself. We're going to go to digital cash, and they're also going to try to confiscate gold.
Yes, yes. Yeah, don't forget that you know, when FDR took us out of alcohol prohibition, then he prohibited gold, as H.L. Meekin said. You know, a year ago, if I had a flask in my pocket, that was illegal, and the gold coin was legal. Now it's switched around the other way. Yeah, don't forget that they can confiscate or take anything from you. And we all know that now because they've all told us that we're all under house arrest and we can't get out. Exactly right. Thank you so much for joining us. Gerald Celente, again, you can find him at trendsresearch.com, on Twitter, at Gerald Celente. And folks, as AOC is celebrating the collapse of energy. Some people reminded her, well, you know, you're going to have energy to run those hospitals. You're going to have food to feed the doctors and nurses, even if you don't think you need food. Well, you can get that food, storable food, at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also prepare your immune system and your body with products there, InfoWarsStore.com.